doesn't look like it as of now. Today was the deadline to pass a sales tax increase in the legislature so that it could go on the May 7th ballot. The Senate is adjourned. That never happened, and there were really no plans to. And that has kind of become the de facto plan that people were trying to get support for. Now it's more back to the drawing board, and right now no proposal really has an awful lot of support.
Ken, why are we not seeing a coalition forming or some kind of plan coming out of the legislature to support this funding?
Well, there's a consensus in the legislature that the need is there. There's no consensus on how to meet the need. And let's be very frank about this. This has to involve a tax increase because it's $1.2 billion of new revenue, whether it's the gas tax or a sales tax or some other tax. Now, I will say there are proposals out there such as, well, just take it out of the current budget somehow, which means you have to cut spending elsewhere. And there have been other proposals that you could start selling parts of the right-of-way, or you could lease the right-of-way for signs up, or you could have restaurants in the rest area like some states do. But short of that, this is a tax increase, and legislators are going to be extremely reluctant to vote for a tax increase in this environment.
Susan, how much of a priority do you think transportation funding is for Michiganders?
I think everybody wants good roads, but they're not willing to pay an awful lot more for them.
Switching gears a little bit, people are filing taxes and starting to feel the impact of some of the changes in Michigan's tax code. And that includes the reduction in the earned income tax credit, which went into effect last year. Now a coalition is calling for the EITC to be restored. Democrats in both the House and Senate are supporting that measure. But Ken, with Republicans holding the majorities in both the House and Senate, is there any maneuvering Democrats can do to get support for this measure?
I think the answer is yes. I think if the Democrats zero in on this as their top priority, and to restore the full credit to what it was a couple of years ago would be about $250 million in lost revenue, then they can potentially achieve it depending on the votes that they could deliver on a road funding package, for example. Any point of leverage they have on some of these big ticket items, they could use this as a bargaining chip and say, we will help on these other items, but we want to restore the full earned income tax credit in Michigan.
Susan, do you think Democrats would be willing to put that kind of effort behind the EITC?
You know, Democrats have a lot of priorities. Education funding is probably at the top of the list. Certainly, they would like to see right to work repealed. Nobody is planning on that happening. I haven't heard that the EITC is the top priority. I'm sure Democrats are trying to figure out their strategy on a lot of things right now.
Finally, I want your thoughts on this. Detroit City Council has decided to appeal Governor Snyder's decision to appoint an emergency financial manager for the city, but they're doing so without the support of Mayor Dave Bing. He says it's a fight they can't win. Ken, you first. Is he right?
Oh, yeah, certainly he's right. The financial situation in Detroit is beyond repairable by local unit of government, by the city council or the mayor. They need a financial manager. I think they're going to get one. And so I think this battle is virtually over.
Susan, you get the last word.
This is going to happen, whether he protests or not. And it's just going to be a matter of time.
Susan Demas is political analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service, and Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow for Public Sector Consultants. Susan, Ken, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.